Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Before we get to anything else, I need to know who has bought tickets.
Me.
You both have?
Yep.
Where are you?
I just never. Are you? So what's the status of your tickets?
I didn't know we were going to go in on this one.
Oh, so if you win. So if they're your tickets, that's fine. But you're going to, what's your number? By the way, we're talking about Mega, right? Mega Millions is over a bill.
Gosh.
Right.
It was like so many tickets have sold that it gets to that fever pitch. And now it's like, it went from like 800 and something to a bill in one between Tuesday and today.
Dang.
When I bought my tickets, the guy said like it was crazy to see it switch over. It's finally at a billion. I was like, what?
So we need to have a discussion amongst the three of us.
Clarify.
For years, Steve and I have just bought tickets for the show.
Right.
That are like, these are, if we hit, we take care of us. T-Hack, Aaron, everybody gets taken care of. Mm-hmm. Five-way split. I don't feel like Amber's doing a five-way split with her current tickets. And you don't have to. We just need to talk about it up front.
Purchasing the tickets to have because I wanted them. We hadn't said like, oh, hey, are we all going in on this?
Those are your personal,
I'm happy to stop and get more if there's time.
Which is perfect, Amber, because you didn't designate these for the show or yourself. So if they hit, that was the show pile.
But
that's how I play it.
Let's say I go buy $20 for the show, right? Okay. And then my wife buys 20.
Okay, for the family.
And those hit.
You don't.
Do I prove to you guys that wasn't the ones I bought for the show? Get into this weird territory, and all I want to say is, what's the number that would get you guys to shut up? Like, is it 5 mil? If it's the ticket that my wife bought, she's not going to let me split it five ways.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
But I gotta look at her and go, look, we've always bought tickets together. I can't give them nothing.
She physically purchased. Okay, so that takes care of it. Because you didn't purchase them. Because when you buy them, you sign them.
No, I don't sign. I would sign it if it hit. That's just to make sure no one can steal it.
Which is smart, yeah.
But all I'm asking is...
We can't ride on her ticket.
But I'd have to give you something. What I'm trying to do here, Steve, is figure out what Amber's threshold is. And how much she's... Because she's shutting us down. She's like, no, I didn't know we were going in together, so these are my tickets. And it's like, that's great. You can't, could you?
So what do you want from me if these tickets win?
I don't think, for $1 billion, I don't feel like 10 mil amongst each of, you give us each, I'd even take five. But
wait, if you take the cash equivalency, it's down to seven.
I can't remember.
Taxes, it goes,
and then you end up coming home with 300 or something. If she can't spare 50 mil
out of 300, this is a little different.
That's not that much.
Okay.
And then you
sounds under- like a lot, but I guess you're right. If you have, okay.
So what's your
Should we just agree on? Between 5 and 10. So let's just meet. Let's just go
750.
750.
$750.
Is that the agreement forever?
But then you have to decide, Steve, the tickets you've already purchased.
Okay.
Are they subject to the $750 tax or are they the five-way split?
I was playing it like Amber did. I have two different piles.
Yeah.
It depends on how the outcome comes.
See, we're all getting into this really weird area.
That just belongs to none of us.
I know.
It doesn't.
We're all up in arms.
We might win, but we got got it. If we don't have this talk now,
you're right. You're right.
It's going to get dicey.
Ugly. Yes. All
the,
right.
The surefire way to make it not dicey, though, okay. is if, like, let's say, for example, I win the bill tonight.
Okay.
It wouldn't be awkward because I'll never see you again. I literally won't come to work.
Well played.
It's not going to be. Which you guys keep working, right? A little bit.
It's a toss up for me. I might, but I might just be on a yacht somewhere. Bye.
Somewhere, bye. I think we need to agree. Like, okay. I would still work. Okay. I think I would. You know, you get so bored. I would say this. I'd go into management and go, yeah, about the 4 weeks vacation we get.
Right.
That's off the table. Like, I'm legit taking 4 months, or I'm taking
unlimited or no deal.
No deal. Right. Because I want to travel more. Or can we do the show from Amber's yacht for 2 weeks?
Yeah, let's do the show from my yacht.
Yes.
Because it would no longer be a job, it'd be a hobby. For you two, this is not a job, but you two would be a hobby.
Right,
hobby.
Yes. Yeah. For you right now, it's a hobby.
It is, basically.
Because you have a trust fund.
Well.
And we have, all we have is Mega Millions.
I don't want you guys out trusting my fund, though.
We will. So, I need this hammered. This is the last time I'm going to ask.
You're right.
My wife, I believe, has bought tickets for this drawing.
Okay.
So those are... I will make those subject to the 7.5.
All right.
Because I feel like I get, like, worst case, she wins it and she doesn't want to do the 7.5 for each of you guys. I divorce her. I take half. I give you the 7.5 out of
We're back in business.
So you get your, but like, if I go buy tickets tonight.
Okay, then what happened? Then what?
Do I have to make my intentions known right now what I'm doing with those? I feel like.
We should just bring them in and be like, these are the show tickets here right in the middle and check them all together. That's the way we should play it. That will keep us all honest.
Okay. Are we doing that for this drawing or are we doing that for the next drawing?
Everyone for themselves.
All right. In case you didn't know, Mega Millions, $1 billion.
Yeah, the tickets are either $2 or $3. I could have bought
$2 or $3 if you want the power play.
Right. Because
if you don't hit them all and you hit like $5 and the prize is $1 million.
The
Powerball is like $5, then you get $5 million.
Oh, that's right.
How much do you have to pay us if you only hit the... We're going to work that out. Get your tickets. The drawing is tonight.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.